Come on down, I hear you. That's great. I don't know where Heidi went to. You want to come sit on the stoop? I wore my shiny skirt for Heidi today because I know she has a shiny skirt too, and you guys might have shiny things. What's your name? Remind me. Okay. Harlan. Okay, look at those ponytails. Today, you want to sit? Can you sit right here? We're going to talk about things that are dirty and things that are shiny, mostly about things that are dirty. I have dirt right here. Is Harlan good at getting dirty? Oh, just wait. I think my daughter was a little older than him when we kept soap and a bucket on the back porch to bathe her there in the summer. This week is Lent, and what we do when we start Lent is we get a little dirty. Harlan, do you want to touch that? It's a lot of dirt. It's called ash. I'll touch it. He's not quite to that age where he likes to get dirty. So this is a question for Mom. He's not quite at a mud puddle stage yet, but is it easier for him to get clean or dirty? We all get dirty no matter how hard we try, no matter how many baths. It'd be nice if we could take one bath and be done. You probably like bath time a lot. But the way that we live in the world is we get dirty, and that's what we remind ourselves of. You want to just put your finger in? He's just not in it. You want to put your finger in? No. Okay, maybe Mom could put her finger in. Yeah. It's so easy to get dirty. But Jesus helps us to get clean. He's very concerned about the dirt on his mom's hand. And we're really concerned when we get dirty. We don't like to be dirty, but somehow that's how God made us. Full of dirt and grime and the reality of the world in our lives. But sometimes we get shining moments, shiny skirts, shiny mermaid skirts like Heidi's. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Let's pray together. God, we give thanks for children who make our faces shine, for these moments, for your word, for your grace in our lives. And we also give thanks for the dirt that reminds us that we are your children, human, forgiven, and ultimately resurrected in your name. Amen. Amen, he says. He knows that.